looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuay, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXT-TV, and Mohegan Sun. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
John, take a look at this park. There isn't anybody that's sitting down any place.
Oh, it's terrific. What theater? It's fabulous. It'll be a 1-2 to Judge. The pitch. Swung on and hit in the air. The deep center. Pitch back. Away back. She is gone. A Judgian blast. He hit one into Monument Park. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the judge. Case closed.
You know, you run out of superlatives for this man. You run out of superlatives. They're out doing high fives. Be careful.
Be careful. Be careful, Red Sox. Be careful what happens tonight in New York, because believe it or not, after that 17-2 start, you could be two games out of first place by the end of the night tonight. Two games out. So there is some importance to this game tonight between the Red Sox and the New York Yankees. 617-779-0985 is your number here on the Baseball Reporters. The program is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. Jimmy Stewart has already done so. Phone lines are open. 617-779-0985. We're going to get to David Price. There is more there with Price today. He returned to the clubhouse. He joined the team in New York. He spoke with the media. He said he intends to pitch on Saturday. And we'll get to Price, because this story really is unbelievable. This David Price story. On the one hand, you want to laugh. On the other hand, you really do want to smash your head against the wall when you get the details on some of this stuff with Price, which we'll get to in a minute. But first, the Red Sox lose last night, and as was the case the night before, the swing in the game came late. Two nights ago, seventh inning in New York, Yankees make some good decisions. You don't. Boone out manages Cora. And there you go. The Yankees win that game 3-2. Last night, the key inning was the eighth inning at Yankee Stadium. And you know what happened? The Red Sox failed to blow open a game in the top of the eighth. The Red Sox led 6-5 in the top of the eighth inning, put runners at second and third bases with nobody out. They didn't score. They did not score. The Yankees came up in the bottom half. Matt Barnes fell behind every batter he faced. The Yankees end up going ahead, and then Aaron Judge blows the game open with a three-run homer against your closer, who couldn't get an out for you in the eighth, or a key out for you in the eighth. And we can criticize Craig Kimbrell. You can criticize Alex Cora. You can criticize the bullpen in general for failing again in the eighth inning, and I'll give you some numbers and stats on what the problems are there. But the bottom line is this, and to me this is a big one, okay? I've said this before, and I will say it until I go on the ground. Unless something dramatic changes. You know how in the Masters, they say the tournament doesn't start until the 10th tee on Sunday? You know how they say that? Against the Yankees, when the Yankees are a contender, when the Yankees are good, the game doesn't start until the bottom of the seventh at Yankee Stadium. It doesn't start until the bottom of the seventh. Have a blast with the first six innings, okay? Because once you get late, the pressure is really going to ramp up, and the Yankees are going to be a bear in those final three innings. And you need a manager who can make the right decisions. You need relievers who can throw strikes, and hitters who can hit to the situation and come up with a big hit when you have second and third with nobody out. Hell, a sack fly would do. But you need all of that stuff. Your execution in the late innings against the New York Yankees, when they have a good team in New York, your execution has to be airtight.
And you can't tell me, when that building's juiced up like it was last night, and really the first, you know, two games of this series, but especially last night, and Gardner hits that triple and those runs plate and that place pops, it affects the game.
Oh, listen, Murray, there's no two ways about it. And you know what? Red Sox fans know this. Just go back to 03-04. Just go back. You know. You slip up in the seventh and eighth innings against the Yankees, they will jump on you when they have a good team. In that ballpark, it's intimidating. It's one of the few truly intimidating baseball environments. Okay, it's baseball. It's not a physical game. And you know what I mean? There's no no physicality to it. It's not like the NFL where you're getting guys bashed around, or even hockey. Or I'll even give you basketball, that the crowd can be a factor. Most baseball arenas or stadiums, non-issue. In New York, it is. So let me just throw some numbers at you, okay? And again, look, these are vague terms, you know, close and late, things of the like. But there is a stat here in Baseball Reference called leverage situations, where they try to quantify high leverage situations. You know what the Yankees are batting this year in high leverage situations? 295 as a team with an OPS of 925. In the ninth inning this year, the Yankees have an OPS of 899. That is their highest of any inning. You can go right down the line here. In the seventh inning, the Yankees' OPS is 846, the second highest of any inning. And in the eighth inning, they're 798, which is just a tick under 800. As a team, those final three innings, now that's home and road. Those final three innings in New York, collectively, the Yankees have an 841 OPS. They are impossible to get out in the final three innings, particularly at Yankee Stadium. And last night, the Red Sox completely disintegrated. So look, the eighth inning's a problem. Tyler Thornburg had better be what the Red Sox thought he was when they acquired him, because they have a hole there. So if you want to go after the manager, you want to go after the closer, by all means, you can do that. Now for David Price, who returned to the clubhouse today after going to Boston to be examined, and where he was diagnosed with mild carpal tunnel syndrome. So we have a bunch of cuts in there, and honestly, I've only heard the ones we played on the afternoon program. So I'm going to be straight with you. I haven't heard everything. But you guys told me number 8, number 7, and number 8 are the ones, Murray?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so just play number 7. Let's play the first one.
I couldn't see. My allergies, that's something I've always had to battle with as well. I mean, I don't need to be in a bubble or anything like that. You know, I've had one surgery in my life, and that was LASIK. So I've been, you know, really relatively injury-free, you know, my entire life. And allergies is something I've always had to battle, you know, whether it's fresh-cut grass or cats, or I found I'm allergic to dogs. So that's just probably the weather was a part of it as well. You know, it was cool, you know, the day before, and then that last day was warm. So that's part of it. I'll be ready to go on Saturday.
The end of that is so vague. I really don't know what the hell he's alluding to. Is he get stuffed up if it's cold or warm?
So you know what? In retrospect, I did a poor job setting this up, because some people don't even know this part of the story. David Price missed his side session in Texas on Sunday. We thought it was because of tingling in his hands. We thought it was because of numbness in his hands that was a result of the carpal tunnel syndrome. And I'm going to give you the blow-by-blow on all of this right when we come back. But let me just tell you quickly. Price actually missed the session on Sunday because of allergies. Okay, because of allergies. Which opens up a whole nother can of worms that when you hear this, you say, what?
By the way, there's a lie in there, too. So I looked this up, and I've had a few people tweet it to me over the last hour. He mentions dogs. I'm allergic to dogs. That's part of the things he lists. He has a French bulldog, my adorable dog Astro. French bulldogs are not hypoallergenic.
So if he's allergic to all dogs, in other words, he's allergic to Astro.
Correct.
So he's probably not allergic to dogs.
Correct.
Okay, this thing gets...
The allergies are a crock, Maz.
I couldn't see.
Murray, I'm telling you, here's what we're going to do.
He's just a giant pain in the ass. That's his problem.
There's actually been some interesting reporting on this stuff and on some of Price's prior stuff that I found today online that I think is worth getting to. And we'll go through that. But I also want to talk to you about baseball tonight, if you're a Red Sox fan. Because I find it astonishing that a team could go 17-2 and yet within... What? So that's 19 games, 17 games after that, they could not be in first place. And that's where the Red Sox are right now. They are a game out of first, and if they lose tonight, they will have been swept by the Yankees, and they will be two out. So the importance of this game and the importance of the late spots, I guess my question to you from a baseball standpoint is this. Tie game going into the seventh inning at Yankee Stadium. Red Sox in New York. Who do you like? Who do you like? Which team has demonstrated to you an ability to rise to the occasion? And now I'm going back to last September and October, because the Yankees obviously made a pretty good run in the postseason. And boy, did they have some inspiring wins in there. So at nut-cutting time, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings in New York, do you think this Red Sox team has what it takes to win at Yankee Stadium as of right now? Maybe they will later in the year. Lots of things can change. But right now, to me, if you were to say with the Red Sox, if you look at what they've been over the last couple of years, a team that can win the division and then get into October and crumble, isn't that exactly what's going on in New York? That once the Red Sox start to go up against a legit opponent in a legit environment, that they crumble? Aren't we seeing that all over again right now? And the details on David Price and the allergies and the Fortnite, the video game playing, all of that, we'll give you that also when we come back.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Mazzarotta, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So we're going to get right to your calls here. I just want to fill in some of the gaps first. Okay, and this began earlier in the day. Rob Bradford, who's obviously has covered the Red Sox for a long time in town, goes back to Sunday when Price got scratched from his bullpen session, his side session in Texas. And again, we all thought it was because of carpal tunnel syndrome. Okay? But Bradford goes on to write, Price explained to WEEI.com that the change of plans had nothing to do with an injury, but simply was a product of a bad bout with allergies. It was a cause and effect later confirmed by Red Sox President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski and manager Alex Cora. Both were told by the training staff that allergies were the lone reason for the abbreviated bullpen session. I'm fine, Price said at the time. My allergies were destroying me. Okay, so this is where all of the allergy stuff is now coming from. Then, sometime after his Sunday morning stint in the outfield, Price reported to the medical staff that there was an issue with the feeling in his fingers. So, first it's the allergies, then it's the fingers. They send him to Boston, and he comes back with, and they say that it's mild carpal tunnel. So what I'm getting at here, Murray, is first they say to Price had trouble with his allergies. He couldn't throw in the bullpen. Okay, fine. Earlier in the year, Price couldn't start a game because he didn't respond well to the cold. So first it's the cold. Now it's the allergies. Then later in the day, he has numbness in his fingers again. You know what, David? Just go to Boston. We'll have everybody check you out. And I'm saying this in this tone because I think they're just exasperated.
Oh, I do too.
I think they've reached the point with this guy where they say, what is it now? Why is it always something with you? And the game playing thing, I don't mean to like just throw that in the pile because that's irritating too. And again, we'll get to that in a second. But this made me say, what the hell is this guy's problem? And then I stumbled on this story, which was from 5 years ago in Tampa Bay. Price acknowledged Tuesday, and again, this is in 2013, written by Mark Topkin of the St. Petersburg Times, longtime baseball writer who covered the Rays and Price. Price acknowledged that his vision has been affected by severe allergy problems. I'm laughing because I find this comical. Severe allergy problems due, at least in part, to the chemicals used to do laundry in the Rays clubhouse. Could that be a cause of his struggles? A 1-3 record, 4.78 ERA. Price replies, I would never say yes, but I can't see. There's been many times this year where I've had to step off the mound because I can't see the signs. All the trainers know I couldn't see. My vision was extremely blurry at times. Okay, then Price apparently has had allergy issues for a while, and then it got to the point where, as a precaution, the Rays washed separately all of Price's clothes, his workout gear, and an assortment of towels. So...
I mean, he is a burden to have to deal with for these organizations, whether it was in Tampa, Detroit, and now here.
Murray, he just feels...
Toronto, too.
He feels like a mental case.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, on top of it, he can't give up the video games. Right, so I asked you to find this. This is Price talking about the carpal tunnel syndrome, how they are going to try to address it, and what the ultimate concerns are going forward. Go ahead. Sorry, Jay, I know I threw you on the spot there.
I mean, if that was the cause of the problem, then it started, you know, back in 1997 when I got my first PlayStation when I was 12 years old. You know, this is, I've always played video games. You know, I've always played it with my teammates, you know, in the off season, at the field, you know, at the hotel. That's kind of my generation. That's what we do. You know, if I need to shut down video games and pick up a new hobby, you know, then so be it. But that is, I do not think that's the cause.
Okay, look, this thing is beyond belief, really, at this stage. If I'm the Red Sox and I say to David Price, we're paying you $31 million a year. If you have carpal tunnel syndrome from playing video games, stop the video games. Quit kidding around here. And honestly, I think they're exasperated. I think they've reached the point where this guy would like, David, enough. Enough. Did you say we have a Cora cut from before the game tonight of him talking about Price giving up the video games and cutting back on the video games? I think we have one of those, right, Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, go ahead, Murray. Play it.
He has to be on board, and obviously, you know, that's very important. But as far as his life, he'll be okay. I don't think he's a guy during the season. He might play a little bit, but he doesn't play that often. Now he's going to make the adjustment with Fortnite, which is great. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad, honestly. But he understands. He understands what it takes for him to go out every 5 days and making adjustments is going to be part of it.
He's going to make an adjustment with Fortnite. Forget the arm slot, you know, the mechanics, which side of the rubber he's standing on, third base side, first base side. Forget all that stuff.
I never thought in my life I would hear a manager or a coach or anyone say that about a professional athlete, Mez. Something like that. It's insane.
It's like they have a 13-year-old on the roster. It is. And I'm telling you, I'm starting to get the sense that they're fed up with it.
Oh, what I'd like to know is when that frustration and exasperation with this player, when this happened. You know what I mean? So, like, there's part of me that believes that they really thought there was an issue here, you know, with all the money invested, and there has been injury issues here with him before, the unique elbow, and as well as he pitched the first couple of games, now he goes in the tank, he taps out, and they're like, okay, go back, get the MRI. Did it happen after they looked at the medicals, and they hear from the doctor, and it's just a mild case of carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you kidding me?
I mean, Murray, they're a game out.
If I'm the brass and I hear that, I'm out of my mind.
They're a game out. Price has missed two starts against the Yankees. If they end up losing this division by a game or two, and he could have made a difference, and he couldn't pitch because he was playing video games, they're paying him $31 million a year, how do you not want to just bash your head against the wall? Like, that to me is infuriating. I babbled enough. Okay, it's a caller-driven show, and I want to get to your calls. Nick is in West Boylston. Go, Nick.
Gentlemen, David Price, man, what a piece of work. This dude is softer than a pillow. I mean, come on. I did out the math. He makes almost $200,000 per game. You could pay me $1,000 per game, and I would pitch with numb hands and blind eyes.
Okay, Nick, but you know what? Like, I hate that one. I do. I hate that one. I would pitch for nothing. We all would. We all would. Forget that part of it. Forget what you would do. They're paying him $31 million a year. They gave him a $217 million contract to be a staff leader. And he can't get his act together because he's playing video games? How does that not make you mad? How does that not infuriate you as someone who invests your time watching the team, caring about the team? They gave you a huge contract. You have a commitment and an obligation and a responsibility to everyone else. Stop with the stupid-ass video games. Holy crap. Sam's in Milton. Go, Sam.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I just wanted to get your take on why you think the Red Sox decided not to go ahead and get an MRI a month ago when this first popped up.
So, Sam, I don't know that they didn't, and I let you go because, again, I'm just trying to get as many people in it as quickly as possible. I think when he had the numbness in his hands, they did give him an MRI. They did. He had tests done at that time. He had more done this week. So they've told him his elbow's fine. His shoulder's fine. He has carpal tunnel syndrome, and no matter who tries to tell me that it's not related to the video game playing, please, stop. You're embarrassing yourself. So I understand there are a lot of you out there who live and die with these video games now. Believe me, I get it. I have a 13-year-old, and I have an 11-year-old. I hope that when they get older, they recognize that there are more important things that they are committed to. Okay, I hope.
This is so I just saw someone tweet this, and I've listened to most of the sound that we have on Price, but I didn't hear this quote. So in dealing with this carpal tunnel syndrome, what he's going to do, he said he's going to sleep with a brace on. He went on to say, doing stuff like that to make sure my wrist stays locked back and doesn't get bent up under me. Just going to try and use everything out of my left hand, not use my left hand a lot, I guess everyday stuff that I would normally use it. This morning I brushed my teeth with my right hand so I didn't use my left.
Yeah, it wouldn't stop him from playing the video games with his left, though, right? You can't play video games with one hand, Murray.
No. No, no.
Right, you can't play video games with one hand.
This is a joke. This is an absolute joke.
I mean, it is, and it's reached the point where it's embarrassing. I mean, the Red Sox are becoming a punchline from this thing. Joel Zumaia in 2006, when he couldn't pitch in the playoffs because of Guitar Hero, we still talk about it. That was 12 years ago, and we still talk about it. So, you know what? No matter what they're paying him, if he can't do his job because he's playing video games and he has carpal tunnel syndrome and he's letting down everyone else on that team, how do you justify, how do you look in the mirror if you're a guy like that? Murray's Get Your Headlines. We'll come back, go over the lineup, because it feels to me like Alex Cora recognizes the importance of these games and is even losing a little bit of patience with his team. We'll explain when we come back.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's the thing I find most amazing. Baseball gets caught up.
You don't quit on your team.
When you want to win, play through anything.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's a high fly ball, driven deep into right. Judge back, turning around. That ball is gone, and a home run for Mitch Moreland, his sixth of the year. I don't think he could be much hotter than he is right now. A two-run shot, and the Red Sox take an early lead.
And that's what Alex Cora was talking about right there. You know, getting Moreland in the lineup. He's been swinging the bat so well. He gets a fastball on a 2-0 count, a two-seamer that runs right back over the plate and pulls it for the home run into the Yankee bullpen.
So I don't know whether you should be happy about this or angry. And that, when I say that, I mean that the Mitch Moreland home run. Okay, because again, going into New York, Jackie Bradley was playing badly. And yet, Cora stuck with the lineup, and then he wouldn't hit Moreland in the late innings the night before the Red Sox lose the game 3-2. So last night he puts Moreland in the lineup, Bradley sits, Moreland homers in the first at bat, and you go up 2-1. And you can't help but look at it and say, what difference could that bat had made the night before? So the good news, Moreland's in the lineup again, two games in a row, Jackie Bradley's on the bench. It feels to me like there has now been a change here. It felt like there was a change that was imminent, and now Bradley's back on the bench. So your lineup effectively, same as it was last night, save for the catching position. Christian Vasquez is behind the plate with Eduardo Rodriguez, but Moreland is back at first base. I want to zip to a number of you are lined up with good reason, so I want to go through as many calls as possible. The only thing I ask, if you just try to get to the point and be brief, okay? Mike is in Connecticut. Mike, go.
Forget it. I'm just going to eat a hot dog. I don't care.
What did he say?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think he might have been yelling at his kid.
Maybe. Jay's in Dorchester. Jay, go.
Hey, what's going on, Maz? How you doing?
Good.
I remember when they went 17-2. You said that they're building us up to fail, and you was right. Now I'm asking you, like, what moves do you think that they need to make? Players that they need to, like, probably ship out? Maybe Price, maybe JBJ, maybe somebody. Like, what moves do you think that they need to make to get over the Yankee hump? Because that's what it's really going to look like. It looks like a repeat of history. The Yankees being down on.
Okay, so Jay, here's what I would tell you, and I'm going to let you go because, again, just there are a lot of people calling. There's a lot going on with the team at the moment. With regard to the Red Sox, I'm not telling you that you got to do anything major here yet. The first thing I would do is see what happens when Tyler Thornburg joins the team, and maybe he is the guy that can fix the eighth inning for you. Right now, I still think that that is the biggest problem on the team. Now, in terms of how do you fix the clutch thing against the Yankees in New York, getting an eighth inning guy is a big step on that. Okay, it's a big step in that. The other thing is settling on the guys who you believe you can count on. And Jackie Bradley, to me, is not one of them. So he's out of the lineup. Moreland's in there tonight. If you had an eighth inning guy last night with Moreland in the lineup, maybe you win that game. Maybe you are good enough. And I also wouldn't base too much on the games in May. But between Swihart, Pedroia coming back, Tyler Thornburg, you should have, in the short term, enough off. The Yankees aren't going to dust you, I don't think. They're going to cool off, too. But I think this thing's going to be nip and tuck the whole year. I think you're going to be fighting with the Yankees for that division lead all year long. And you need to win the division. And more importantly, you need to win in October. So I'm not telling you to give up. Now, I would never tell you that. This Red Sox team's a good team. Okay, they are. And you might have some solutions coming up here shortly. But between now and July 31st, you would need to identify clearly what your primary needs are and how you're going to get them. Bob is on the Cape. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good evening. Hey, I grew up as a kid playing Atari Pong, and the only ill effects I have from that are the bloop, bloop, bloop noise that I hear in my head once in a while. But as far as David Price's carpal tunnel goes, I guess he's brushing his teeth every morning now with his right.
Jimmy, I don't know what's allowed there and what's not.
Long way to go for that one.
Boy, it is. Yeah, that really took a long way to get to that punchline, which he wasn't even very good. So, look, I know everybody wants to crack jokes about the Atari Pong. It's a different world. Okay, these games now that the kids play, those of us who are of my age or in even Murray's era, and you're not that much younger than me, it's not the same. It's just not the same. The whole experience for these kids is a virtual world. The graphics are off the charts. It's a consuming thing, which is a problem unto itself. Okay? The story with David Price is independent of the video game problem. It's about a guy who doesn't have the discipline to fully commit to the team. That is the story. It's not the video games are a vehicle for this guy, but you know what? If he was playing cards and he had the same problem, I tell you, stop playing the cards. Whatever it is.
A 30-year-old man that acts like an 8-year-old with a bellyache.
He's going to be 33 in August. Jerry's in a car. Jerry, what do you got?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at that last guy. I know you didn't think it was funny, but this guy's problem is lack of testicle, syndrome. I mean, have you ever seen a guy in this town that's afraid? Afraid to compete in an MLB game? I've never seen anything like him. I mean, he has the audacity to give a guy like Dennis Eckersley a hard time. I had to call in. I'm going out of my mind. I'm going to choke somebody on the road here. This guy is a joke. How does anybody even – I don't understand. I've never seen a more entitled idiot. He's softer than a sneaker full of dog crap. I've never seen anything like it.
So, Jerry, I'll tell you, I'm seriously starting to wonder about Price. And, look, I told you two nights ago, there's no way he was afraid to pitch at Yankee Stadium. I'm now starting to wonder, because what's going on between this guy's ears is really hard to fathom that you could have a guy with that kind of raw ability that Price has.
That's absolutely on the table now. That team is a buzzsaw. They've ripped through every good team so far here in this stretch in which they've caught you, from the Angels to Houston to Cleveland, and now they're doing it to you. For him to bag out against this lineup, that's totally on the table. I can see that. Now, at the time, I was with you. I figured it was a real injury. There was a real issue going on. As this thing unfolds, yeah, I just think he tapped out because he didn't want to get his face ripped off by this lineup again.
Or he's a hypochondriac. Again, everything. My allergies are acting up. I get tingling in my fingers. The laundry detergent in Tampa Bay is created some sort of chemical reaction, and I'm having an allergic reaction. It's always something.
Yeah. So if he has those kind of reactions to those kind of things, what happens when he thinks about Gary Sanchez, who owns that ass? Never mind Judge and Stanton or anyone else in that lineup.
I mean, really, when you go through it, there's always an excuse. And these are excuses. These are everyday things that everyone has to deal with. You are rarely going to be 100%, especially in that sport, where once you start playing games, you don't stop. It's a grind. It's a mental grind. This guy, like, he's a head case of all head cases. Ron is in Waltham. Go.
Nah, this guy's a bum. I can't agree more with the last caller. I think his time is up. I can't remember the last time that I rooted against someone in Boston sports more than I root against someone like LeBron James. I would rather see someone like LeBron James win than David Price, because this guy's an absolute bum. I think you put him up for trade him for whatever you can get, one prospect, whatever it might be, and move on. This guy's a bum.
Yeah, so Ron, listen, you're stuck with him, pal. You're stuck with him. That's the worst part of the whole thing. 4 more years after this one. 4 more. You're not moving David Price, and he's not opting out. You're stuck with him. Jamie's in a car. Go, Jamie.
Yeah, just with respect to David Price and the Carpo Tunnel, I got to defend him, because when you're young, you can do an activity for hours on end, and then all of a sudden, weeks later, something hurts, and you have no idea what caused it. And so you got to sort of, it took a little time for them to connect the dots. It did. I think he's going to correct it. I wouldn't give up on him yet.
Okay, so Jamie, look, I'm not saying give up on him. I'm just telling you that you have every right to be angry with him if you are the team or a fan. Like, this thing really is ridiculous. And when you say that they're going to correct the problem, do we have that cut about the potential, how they're going to treat it, and the potential need for surgery if the problem doesn't clear up? Can you guys let me know when we have that one?
The one that's David Price saying it?
Yes, David Price.
Yeah, hold on.
So
I got it right here.
Okay. Go ahead, Murray. Play it.
That would be the last thing, yeah. You know, Ron Roenick, he had the same thing. You know, he got, I think he said his left wrist, you know, he had that cut out in his wrist, and he said he didn't want to do his right, and he's been sleeping with his brace, and it makes him feel a lot better. So that is the last step. I think it's just I think it's a 2-month recovery, but you know, there are steps before that we would take before that.
Okay, and what he says, that is the last step. He's talking about surgery, folks. Surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome, and the video game players out there are going to deny that there is any connection between David Price playing video games and the carpal tunnel. But don't be a fool. There is obviously a direct link there. Mike is in Connecticut. Go, Mike, quickly.
Mike, oh my God, I'm finally on the show. I love you guys. Okay, so my whole thing is between Martinez and Price. So Price comes on the team. He has that whole 5 ERA over the first month. You have Martinez coming in. He started slow, but he came in. He's the guy on the team. He has 9 home runs, over 330, whatever he's doing. But it's like, I feel like everyone's hitting Price so hard, and that like kind of derailed him into what he's in now. And like Martinez this year, coming into May, and he's like kind of living up to the expectations, but no one's really giving him credit. So I just kind of want to hear your opinion on that.
So, Mike, honestly, I have no idea what the question is. What, that J.D. Martinez has adapted and Price hasn't?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did either of you guys pick that up?
No. That was kind of confusing.
Yeah, I have no idea what the caller meant. Look, here's what I'll tell you. If the Red Sox can stay on the beam here, they have a very good team. We still need to find out if they can be great. Okay? But J.D. Martinez has made a difference. And the starting pitching is good. And Thornburg, the reports on him in the minors have been good. He's throwing the ball very, very well. So if Thornburg can come up and be the eighth inning guy, and I recognize these are all big ifs, and Price can just stop playing video games and actually focus, maybe you can make a run at the thing. Look, the way they've played here in the early part of the year, it's clearly a good team. I'm a little worried about how they've gone against the Yankees here head-to-head, but it's a good team. Okay? But they need to take care of business. This year, more than any other, you can't totally slack off during the regular season. There's a team in the division that's as good as or better than you.
That's the big takeaway over the last couple of weeks, never mind this series. They can't afford any kind of slip-up. They can't have a real bad two-week spell, because it's going to end up costing them.
Murray, they went 17-2, and now they're 25-11, and they're in second place.
It's insane.
Okay? So they've played well, but they're in second place. You cannot slip up even the slightest bit this year in this division. You can't do it.
The Baseball Reporter's Tony Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.